From the chilly heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM. Well, Happy New Year 2018. Wow. And welcome to our beginning of our 16th year anniversary show. 16 years. And, of course, it's a wolf moon tonight. You should have seen that full moon here in the St. Louis area. It's so cold out. It's minus 2 degrees already. But you just look outside and it's crystal clear. But tonight will be our psychic and prediction show as well. But here's what's happening. Very sad story out of New Jersey. A 16-year-old New Jersey boy in police custody gunned down his parents, sister, and a family friend just before midnight in the family home in a bloodbath that his brother and grandfather managed to escape. The teenager fatally shot his father, mother, sister, and family friend who also lived in Long Branch, New Jersey. No motive yet. Sad story there. A 28-year-old Kansas man was shot and killed by police officers on the evening of December 28th after someone fraudulently reported a hostage situation ongoing in his home. The false report was the latest in a dangerous hoax known as swatting, wherein the perpetrator falsely reports a dangerous situation at an address with the goal of prompting authorities to respond to that address with deadly force. This particular swatting reportedly originated over a $1.50 wager match in the online game Call of Duty. Compounding the tragedy is that the man killed was an innocent party who had no part in this dispute. Lauren Weinstein, expert on the internet with us. Lauren, this is one bizarre story.
Yeah, and Happy New Year, George. It's just awful we have to start the year with stories.
Well,
like
it's reality.
Horrible and unnecessary. Yeah, a lot of this is cloudy. The details are still cloudy, but yeah, we have a pretty good idea of how this got started. And yes, it appears to have been an online gaming dispute. It may well have been on something as small as $1.50. And there was a caller who called in to Wichita City Hall and claimed that he was holding people hostage at a Wichita address. And actually, the address that was given, as you noted, was of an innocent party unrelated to the dispute in any way. And that was the man who was killed when he came out of his dwelling. Police had surrounded it. They told him to raise his hands. They say that he made a move that made them think he was armed. He wasn't armed.
Jeez.
And they killed him. Now, there has been an arrest in this case. It's a 25-year-old who lives right here in L.A., and has a history. He was convicted in the past of bomb hoaxes to local television stations
here.
Sick. He was sentenced to 2 years in county jail and spent time there. So it's not clear what the constellation of charges will be against him in this case. It could well be as much as homicide. It's going to be very complicated, though. We also don't yet at this point know all the details about what happened on the police side in Wichita. Obviously, these are very complicated situations because you have life and death. You know, decisions to be made. We do know that there was probably some bad triaging going on of that call because it turns out that the call was made to a regular phone line at City Hall. It wasn't made to 911, local 911.
That's interesting.
And it is known among police circles generally that when a call like that comes in not on 911, when it comes in on an ordinary phone line, that's a signal you should be very suspicious that it could be a hoax call.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a disaster all around. It's a terrible, terrible situation, and lives have been ruined, and there's just no way to ever come back from that. There's no obvious solutions to this either, because obviously when you're in a life and death situation, if someone claims there's a hostage situation, they're going to kill somebody, police have to react. But it is very important that there not be confusion about the nature of the call, that any signals you have that would warn you that it's a hoax be recognized, and that we learn from this terrible situation.
Lauren, is this happening all around the country?
It certainly has been happening. It's a growing phenomenon. Part of the problem is a technical one, actually. There was a time when you could trust caller ID, for example, right? And it could be used to help determine where calls were actually coming from. But as we know, caller ID has become almost useless in many ways because it can be so easily spoofed. So people can call, they can make it look like their caller ID is coming from a police department, for example, or from an agency, whatever. And so people react, or they don't know where the call really comes from, and police are in the same bind. They get calls, they don't know what to do, so they have to react, they have to go out there and react to these situations. And then you have results like this. So again, it has to be a learning situation. I personally think that the key is there has to be more understanding of the signals that suggest it's a hoax. There were some other things about this case also that didn't really match up. But you only know that in terms of 20/20 hindsight, right? We look at it now, we can say, oh yeah, maybe this was an indicator, this was an indicator. Well, that guy is still dead, and we have that 25-year-old who hopefully will end up with serious charges that will present some kind of example for others.
We can only hope. Lauren, thanks so much, and enjoy the rest of the new year as it gets underway here. Well, as I was saying, it's freezing here in the Midwest. I mean cold. Cold air rivaling that of the past 100 years for early January will make it very painful to be outdoors and may lead to damage in the central and northeastern United States. AccuWeather says that they are projecting that temperatures will fall below zero for much of the Northeast as well, and well below zero in much of the Midwest. An amazing story out of Korea. Kim Jong-un has warned the United States that he has a nuclear button on his desk ready for use if North Korea is threatened. But he's offered an olive branch to South Korea, saying that he is open to dialogue with South Korea. Charles R. Smith, an expert on that area, with us. This is kind of dramatic, Charles, isn't it?
It's pretty much typical for the regime at the moment. We play these games back and forth, good guy, bad guy. We're going to blow you up. We're not going to blow you up. Things like that. So I, for one, take very little solace in it. It just seems like it's just a little bit more of the propaganda, although the olive branch over the Olympics does have some possibilities there. The North Koreans are unlikely to disrupt the Olympic Games, especially if their athletes are participating. It's great propaganda. So, we'll have to see what happens. Of course, he's trying to drive a wedge here between us and the South Korean regime of Moon. Yeah. The problem there is, of course, is the South Koreans in some cases are not really all that responsive. A good example is the seizure of the two tankers that have been transferring illegally oil products on the high seas, literally, to North Korean ships, which have been taking it back. So we'll have to see how this plays out, but for the moment, I wouldn't hold my breath as to any real major motion yet.
You got it. Charles, thank you so much. At least 10 people killed during protests in Iran, and armed demonstrators tried to seize police stations and military bases but were pushed back by Iranian military. The nationwide protests have drawn in tens of thousands of people and represent a challenge to Iran's leadership since the pro-form unrest in 2009. It's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds. The new year in California brings broad legislation of recreational marijuana. It was the first state to allow medicinal purposes of marijuana. Now California joins states such as Colorado as well as Washington, D.C., where pot is permitted for recreation. Researchers in Scotland have saved the leg of a dog using a new technique to grow bones in the laboratory. Eva the dog would have had her entire leg amputated were it not for a novel method of creating bone. Now the team plans to try it on human patients. In 2017, they said there was 4,655 UFO sightings, down from 2016. What else is going on in the skies, though? Let's check in with Dr. Sky, Stephen Cates. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, George, and Happy New Year to you.
You too.
All the listeners of Coast to Coast AM. Wow, what a great year, George, this should be. And as I heard you mention before, this indeed is the night of the beautiful full wolf moon. And even though we're getting bitter cold, as you're reporting, all across the nation, here's a special treat. If you go out with those beautiful clear skies or even some clouds in the sky, George, Listeners and people with small cameras or even expensive cameras should be on the lookout for these high-altitude clouds that form these beautiful lunar halos. They're known as 22-degree lunar ice halos that make for beautiful photography. But the moon right now, George, is some 221,600 miles away, literally, as we talk about the live sky, and it is indeed the closest of all the beautiful full moons that we'll have, thus a supermoon, in all of 2018. And some of the other big things that our listeners should be able to be looking forward to is the year of Mars. George, this is going to be the most outstanding year, as the planet Mars, as I reported a few weeks ago, will come within some 35 million miles of the Earth, closest to us in July of this year, 2018, hasn't been this close since 2003, and it's going to indeed spark up so much Mars mania, even in small telescopes. Believe me, folks, you'll be able to see and witness polar caps on Mars, distinct dust storms moving across the surface of the planet, and so many wonderful other things. But George, this month, as we wrap it up, this is, of course, the beautiful full wolf moon. We get a second full moon, which is known by many people as a full snow moon, that second full moon in a calendar month, sometimes referred to as a blue moon, and get set for a total lunar eclipse. What a heck of a way, George, to start off the year with January 2018. Dr. Sky reminds everyone to always remember to keep naturally your eyes to the skies. Email me at drsky@cox.net. Happy New Year.
You too, Dr. Sky. And we're going to kick off our luncheon series with Dr. Sky. That's right. Next month, Feb 13, in the Los Angeles area, Dr. Sky will be our special luncheon guest. We're going to have a lot of fun with contests and giveaways as well. Simply send an email, lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. Include your phone number, lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com, and let's get you started. It's going to fill up awfully fast. It'll be Tuesday, Feb 13, in Los Angeles. lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. And welcome back to our New Year's Day program. I'm George Norrie. We're going to have a number of psychics and intuitives and astrologers joining us tonight to talk about 2018. Our first, of course, is someone who's been with me for about 20 years, even though this is the start of our 16th year with Coast to Coast. Psychic Joseph Jacobs was with me back in the St. Louis days, internationally known psychic. He has counseled more than 15,000 people since 1982. He has been a pre-production consultant on television programs as well. His website, www.800cself.com, takes in thousands of people. That's linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Happy New Year, Joseph.
Happy New Year, George, and I wish everyone out there a healthy, safe, secure, hopefully warmer New Year ahead. It's going to be an interesting year. Metaphysically speaking, it's about relationships, international relationships, where you see people who were friends splitting, nations that weren't friends getting together. We see a reevaluation of the male-female relationship because of issues that have come up recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of fusion and fission. I'm not necessarily talking about nuclear energy, but it's coming together as splitting apart. It's going to create some fear, so don't give into fear. And work on your relationships, your personal relationships, and it's all about cooperation and compromise or failure, as I see it. And so we also see new inventions, new ways of doing things, people putting concepts together that may not have seemed workable at first. May is probably going to be a rough worldwide as flooding is concerned.
We don't need any more rough months, Joseph.
Well, there's some coming up, and I usually stay away from the rough stuff. But January 29th through March 22nd could be rough in the United States. There's some difficulties.
You mean in terms of weather or what?
In terms of weather, there may also be some issues relating to health. Whether that's political health or personal health, I'm not sure. But there are some obstacles. And May will have some weather problems, but that could be in Australia. And July is going to have, it's interesting that Mars is going to be close by. There's a lot of space talk in July and space stuff, but also some heaviness. And I don't usually look at the stock market, but it looks kind of volatile going up and down February 2nd through March 26th, but then I see a problem.
Hmm.
So if you're in the stock market, keep a very close eye between July 8th and August 29th, and then again between October 20th and December 11th.
Joseph, do you see any worldwide catastrophes coming up this year?
Well, not worldwide, but I think there is, you know, there are terrorism is going to continue.
Unfortunately, you're probably right there.
So there can be explosions as well. You know, stay alert. But as far as the United States is concerned, that's the difficulties that I see at January 29 and March 22nd. Now, Donald Trump seems to go out on the stump a lot, doing a lot of speeches between March and April. But he's also got some legal issues to attend to, and so does Mike Pence between February 23rd and April 16th.
Hmm.
And I kind of see Russia is rethinking what it wants to do. It's going to be very, very aggressive and military-like, but that's not for another 2 years.
Now, your system, you still use the card system for your predictions. Explain to folks how that works.
Well, every day in the year is a card, and that gives you a sun card. In other words, you know, you're a king of diamonds, I'm a two of spades, but we have about 20 cards that define personality and the talents, abilities, and difficulties of people. And you know, there are 52 cards, there are 52 weeks. There are 13 cards in each suit, and there are 13 lunations. If you count up all the pips, all the numbers, you get 365. And so it is an ancient system, and how an ancient system would somehow know what's happening to me today, you know?
Well, that's kind of it's kind of perplexing how it works that way.
It is. It is. It's very perplexing. I'm still in awe of it, and I get good results with it.
See, I think it's you, maybe not just the cards.
Well, I use the card system. I don't go by the books. The books were written, you know, and based on ancient stuff, and I see it in a much more modern way, and. Yeah, it opens up my intuition, and so I may look at the cards, and I know what they're supposed to mean, but then I go off intuitively and see beyond that.
We've got Joseph Jacobs with us, and we'll take a break pretty soon, but we'll come back and continue talking with him about his predictions for 2018. But we'll also take your calls, and he does do readings for you. What we'll need from you is your birth month and day and age, okay? The month, day, and age, and Tom will get that flashed up on the screen for Joseph, and we'll be able to do a little chatting about what you can expect in 2018. You said something interesting, Joseph, that you don't like to report bad news, but if it's there, I think you have to tell people, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You do. But I'm very careful about how I present it. You know, it's part of my ethics. I have a strong ethical standard when it comes to doing public reading.
Well, are these predictions, when you tell somebody something, things that will be or could be?
Usually they are things that will be, and then I talk about how to deal with it and possibly how to modify it and make it work to your benefit.
All right. We're going to talk about some examples when we come back in a moment with psychic Joseph Jacobs. We've got four special psychics and intuitives and astrologers for you tonight as we kick off 2018. Joseph's website is 800. That's just the number, 800cself.com. And next hour, our psychic Elizabeth Joyce joins us as we talk about 2018 and a little bit about yourself. Joseph, as we were talking before the break, if things were what they will be or could be, and by that, what I want to find out is if you give someone advice and say, look, you need to be careful in April, I see a car in your life, there could be an accident, you basically have told them to drive carefully, you might have saved them from a car accident.
Well, I did that. A retired police officer called me one day and said, you know, I went through the week by week that you did for me, and I was really careful, and I almost got killed. And you know, thank you for saving my life. So, yeah, that can happen. Or watch your money. If I see a big expenditure coming up, I can warn people to allow for that. And possibly even negotiate it.
Okay, let's take some calls here with you, Joseph, in the time we have remaining, along with a few more questions I've got for you. Our first is west of the Rockies. We're going to Jenna from Colorado. Birth date is November 3rd, and she's 31 years old. Jenna, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, George.
How was your New Year's Eve?
It was pretty good. Just spent it with the children.
Oh, that's
and the
great.
Husband.
Super. Any questions for Joseph before he gets rolling here?
No.
All right, Joseph, November 3rd, 31 years old.
No, November 3rd is the Four of Diamonds, and diamonds have a lot to do with finance and money and how to handle it. There's an inner urge to be working, either working creatively or in some form of labor, and it looks to me like you're thinking of making a change and letting go of some issues, and then maybe starting to look for other kinds of work. But that will be better after May 31st, possibly with a good organization, a large organization, hopefully humanitarian. What did you want to ask me?
We've had a rough year, and I have a genetic disorder, so I can't work. things are going to be different this year.
Yeah, work isn't just for money. It is through the efforts that you put out there that enlightenment comes.
Yes.
But I do see that you kind of need to focus spiritually, focus on your healing, and I do see a lot of healing coming up for you.
Awesome.
All right. Good luck to you, Jenna. Hope you have a great 2018. I hope we all have a great 2018, Joseph. My gosh, we're all entitled to one, aren't we?
Listen, I'm still coming off last year. Last year was not only the worst year that I can remember internationally, but personally, it was a real rough
year. It was a rough year for you last year. I know that. But you rebounded and you bounced back.
Absolutely.
And that's the name of the game. You have to do that. We're all humans, Joseph. We all go through those ups and downs.
Absolutely.
You know, all of us. And by the way, I want to say happy birthday to my son and his little boy, Simon, because today, the second now in some cities, it's their birthday.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing? His little boy was born on his birthday.
Yeah, I see a lot of that, by the way.
That's cool. If we get people born on the same day, in the same month, and they're the same age, mm-hmm. will they generally have the same reading from you?
They'll have the same lessons. I mean, one could be a bus driver, and another one could be an actor. And I can see when they may be making a change in their work, when they could be traveling more or traveling less, whether there are money issues. Absolutely. Absolutely. But intuitively, I kind of focus on it happens. That's all I can tell you.
I want to give you an endorsement, too, because since 1997, You've been appearing on my radio programs, and I can attest that people I know who have called you for advice have gotten some of the most incredible readings that I've ever heard of. And in two particular cases, what you told them 15 years ago is still the fact today. And I find that to be amazing, but I'm not surprised, Joseph.
Well, thank you.
Let's go to Tim in Illinois. Tim's born on May 12th, 53 years old. Joseph, May 12th, 53 years old. He's on the wild card line. Hey, Tim, good new year to you.
Well, happy new year, George, and happy anniversary. I've been listening to you since day one, and
thank you
for making an institution out of Coast to Coast AM.
Can you believe we're going on 16 years, Timmy? My,
it's incredible.
God. Where has the time gone, Joseph?
I don't know.
But go ahead with Tim.
Kind of amazed. You're May 12th, and you're 51?
53.
53. Okay. Needed to work on a tax issue right after your birthday, and there was some misunderstanding also. And how you work in cooperation with others seems to be important. You're kind of in a doldrum right now. There are some work issues, some health issues that need to be taken care of between January 28th and March 20th. And then I see a focus of compromise leading to a better financial situation. And I see you traveling a lot next year. What do you want to ask me?
I have been indeed suffering from some chronic ailments. I'm a heart patient as well as I have a series of benign tumors on my liver. I was wondering how my trend over the next year is going to be for my health.
I think you're going to get better, and I think the improvements come after March 21st. So take good care of yourself, and between January 28th and March 20th, and do some natural things. You know, natural foods,
supplements.
Yeah, stay away from beef. Get some exercise, and I do see you coming through. Okay?
Great, Tim. We expect to hear from you next year, Timmy.
Thank you very much.
Okay, my friend. Appreciate it. Next up, we're going to Jackie on our wild card line in the state of Washington. June 9th, Joseph, June 9th, 49 years old. Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the program.
Happy New Year. How are you doing?
Thank you. You must have had a great New Year. You're all peppy.
Well, I just retired.
Oh, you did?
31.
From what?
I'm super excited.
What'd you retire from?
I'm a dog groomer.
Oh, are you? Now, how does a dog groomer? How does a dog groomer retire?
Well, I own my own business for 16 years and decided to sell it to my newcomer.
Well, how about that? Are you going to do it part-time?
No, I think I'm going to enjoy life.
All right. It's fun. I bet you have great stories about dogs that you've been grooming. They have strange little personalities, don't they?
They sure do. They sure do.
All right, Joseph, take it away. June 9th, 49 years old.
Well, you're very service-oriented. I mean, and I kind of see you involved in some kind of charitable situation, and also using more of your creativity for personal satisfaction. I kind of see that's what you need to be doing.
Okay.
But you are.
I
don't think you can totally retire. I think you may retire from making money, but I kind of see you involved in your community and charities and involved in your love of creative expression.
That sounds good. Do you see anything health-wise?
No, I don't.
Good, good. That sounds like a good 2018 start for me.
But I think you need to rest and relax for a while, and then start to explore what is it that I want to do. Make a list of things that you want to do, and then follow through on it.
Joseph, when you say you don't see any health issues, does that mean you don't see anything happening, or you just don't see anything?
I don't see any health issues, not at all. But there may be a woman that you're concerned about who has health issues next year.
Ah, interesting take. Now, let me ask you this. I don't know if you can answer this, but Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Do you see anything on that horizon?
Yeah, I think he's got some health issues coming up January 8th. He's got
really?
Problems. He's kind of blocked from January 8th to February 28th. I do see another explosion sometime in March, April, just to prove that he's manly, I guess. He knows not to send a bomb this way.
If he's smart, he won't.
Well, yeah, he would. His whole country would be gone.
Do you trust him?
I don't think he's trustworthy. No, not in our terms.
All right, next up, we're going to Sally, east of the Rockies in New Jersey, born on December 17th. Sally is 75 years young. Sally, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
You too, great. Sally.
I love your show, George. Just love it.
Thank you so much. December 17th, Joseph, 75 years old.
You're a messenger of knowledge. I mean, you're constantly taking in information, disseminating information.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love to share information. I think doing creative work right now would be good. I see that you need to take care of a financial matter, maybe a living will. Not, you know, we all need one at some point between April 1st and May 22nd, taking care of financial matters. And what did you want to ask me?
Well, my wish is to see Israel, and I wondered if I would get there this year.
Wants to go to Israel, Joseph.
Well, you know, particularly good time for you would be sometime before your birthday.
Okay.
That would be excellent, between October 26 and December 16. October is always a wonderful time to travel abroad.
Good luck, Sally. Hope that works out for you. Now, when you tell somebody to work on a living will, that's not because you see something happening, right?
No, it's just that I see something having to do with a will, and it's probably a living will. You know, I've got one, too. You know, it's a good thing to have.
So some stock market experts are saying that they think things are going to continue and be rosy. Others say no. We'll be talking to some of the psychics throughout the night about that. But do you think one needs to be a little cautious, huh?
I think, you know, keep an eye on things between July 8th and August 29th, and then again at October 20th through December 11th, I'm seeing some problems.
We're going to Texas next with Anita, April 27, 61 years old. Anita, welcome to the program.
Thank you, and Happy New Year's.
You too, Anita. April 27th, Joseph, 61.
Very expressive, very, very creative, loves to travel, worries a lot, You may have had a bit of a health issue between October 9th and November 29th. You seem to have been kind of on hold at that time, but you're under very good care. You've got to make some important financial decisions, it looks like, between November 30th and January 21st. I also see some travel sometime before your birthday. What did you want to ask me?
Yes, well, you've answered them both. I was asking about health and healing and also possible financial changes.
Yeah, there are some financial changes, but your health problem is not a serious one, and yeah, you took care of it, and you're fine.
Thank you so much.
That's good news for 2018. Hard to believe when you think of that word, number, 2018, Joseph.
Yeah.
Two more years, it's going to be 2020.
I know.
My gosh. You know, when I was when I was a youngster and I thought of 2020, it just seemed too far away, way too far away.
I know.
And now it's like right around the corner.
We've lived through two centuries right now.
Now, 2017, though, I got to tell you, was the fastest year I've ever experienced. How about you?
Yeah, very fast, fortunately, and just so full of sadness and difficulties all over. I mean, you know, they're still going through rough times in Puerto Rico.
Joseph, we're going to have you back for more because every phone line is lit. Let's knock out one quick one with James in Texas, January 29th. So he's got a birthday coming up pretty soon. 37 years old right now, James in Texas. January 29th, 37. Go ahead.
Hi, James, you're a jack of all trades. You have many abilities, and it's how you focus on those abilities. You're 31?
37.
37. You're a good salesman. You're good at communication. A lot of concerns about money and what to do and where do I really want to live has been coming up. Taking a trip, perhaps. You're coming into a really wonderful two-year cycle at 38 and 39. You got a lot to look forward to. So there's a lot of work and a lot of opportunities opening up for you at 38 and 39.
All right, James, good luck to you. Joseph, when people go to your website, 800cself.com, can they email you? What do they do? How do they work it?
No, the best thing is to get the information and then call the number that's listed.
On your website?
My website, yes.
Super. Okay, excellent. And, of course, you get jammed up after a while, but how long will it take you to get back to people?
Well, you know, I try to get back within a week, but I don't do free reading, so don't call me for free reading just because I'm doing it now.
Nothing's free, but I will say you're very nominal, convinced. You're very nominal compared to what other people
have done. And again, Happy New
Year,
everybody.
You too, Joseph. Be well. Let's talk to you soon enough, and let's see what happens. Let's pray that we have a 2018 that's good, but as you just said, there are going to be some bumps in the road. You got it. Dr. Joseph Jacobs, not doctor, but he's almost like a doctor, to tell you the truth. Up next, Elizabeth Joyce joins us. She is a psychic, and we're going to find out what's going on in her world and how it affects ours on Coast to Coast AM this New Year's night.